Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Madi Bolaños in San Francisco. Gas prices remain stubbornly high in California. In fact, over the last week, the average price of a regular gallon of gasoline has jumped more than 40 cents. But help is on the way in the form of a one-time state refund payment. With more, here's the California Report's Saul Gonzalez.
After a months-long delay because of negotiations in Sacramento, Californians who qualify for the state's $9.5 billion gas and inflation refund program will start getting their payments in the coming days. Who's eligible? Well, people who resided in California for 6 months or more in 2020, filed taxes, and weren't claimed as dependents. Single tax filers who made more than $250,000 a year don't qualify, nor do families who made $500,000 in annual earnings. How much will people get? Between $200 and $350 per person, depending on their income. Joint tax filers will get double those amounts, and they can also claim dependents for a maximum payment of $1,050. So, what do motorists think about the help? Well, opinions are mixed. At a filling station in East Los Angeles, where a gallon of regular was going for $5.39, I talked to Josh Avila about the refund program. He was putting $30 worth of gas in his tank.
Do you like the idea of getting a check from the state for high gas prices?
Hell yeah, why not? Any help I could get. Gas prices have just been so high, and it's kind of ridiculous, you know? It's something, man. It's better than nothing.
But a few miles away at a gas station in LA's Glacelle Park neighborhood, where a gallon of regular was priced at $6.35, Sam Hartunian was less impressed.
It's not going to help.
It's not going to help you?
No. Like, everything is so expensive, and I don't think that's enough.
Eligible Californians will get their refunds either by direct deposit or on a debit card that's mailed to them. Republican legislators say the program doesn't go far enough. They argue a better solution would be to temporarily suspend the state's gas tax while the price at the pump remains high. For the California Report, I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles.
In San Diego, some black residents talk about how the city used to be known as Harlem of the West. Now the city is attempting to pay homage and respect that era before the community was devastated by redlining and other racist policies. One way the city is doing that is by empowering one neighborhood as the newly formed San Diego Black Arts and Culture District. KPBS reporter Jacob Ayer speaks to locals about what the designation means for the city and its often overlooked black communities.
Walk into the world-famous Imperial Barbershop, and you'll find it chock full of paintings, photographs, and artifacts that pay homage to black history in San Diego and beyond. The shop sits in the heart of the recently designated Black Arts and Culture District in a part of town known as Encanto, 6 miles east of downtown San Diego.
We're wanting this community to actually grow, and grow, it means art is the foundation of most growth.
Tau Baraka is the shop's owner, and the art isn't just inside. Its back parking lot features some of the district's largest art pieces to date.
We actually have had artists come out here to paint certain arts about, you know, our expression of where we at mentally and culturally.
Art in the district comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors, says local artist Kim Phillips P.
I've painted a number of murals on this street and in surrounding communities.
She was overjoyed when the district became official in June.
I was crying, tears of joy, of course, and the reason why is just because we see in other communities, like you go to Chicano Park, you immediately know where you are. You feel the sense of culture, you feel the sense of pride, and so that is something that I've always felt we deserve.
The new cultural district covers 8 blocks along Imperial Avenue, including Marie Widman Memorial Park. That same part of town once hosted summertime street fairs.
and just everybody would come out here in this wonderful weather in America's favorite city and just enjoy each other. This park became the staple of that, and we want to bring that back.
That's Dahan Blevins, CEO of the nonprofit arts organization Urban Warriors.
So if we don't do this on purpose, create an epicenter to where people can come in a common ground and see people who look like them, see hair that looks like this, hear music that speaks of us, you can kind of forget who you are.
The Arts District is part of San Diego City Council District 4, represented by Councilmember Monica Montgomery Stepp.
This is the district that historically has housed the African-American community in San Diego. This is the district that experienced the redlining. You know, this is the district where we formed community.
The designation means funding to improve storefronts, enhance landscaping, and support small Black-owned businesses, as well as adding freeway signage. Gaidi Finney is the executive director of the San Diego African-American Museum of Fine Art.
A lot of times when people come to San Diego, they wonder where the Black community is. I mean, many people have that problem. So having an area that we designate and we develop gives us that designation for people to have, you know, be proud of the area.
Phillips P. plans to provide her voice and vision for the district's evolution.
A little bit of everything from storefront improvement. I'd like to see infrastructure changes as far as driving down Imperial, beautification when it comes to just the landscaping, trees, definitely more murals. But we just want to see love poured into the area.
Back at the world-famous Imperial Barbershop, Baraka says he's already starting to see the community's economic growth and is looking forward to the healing that this designation can bring.
You have to have a culture to build a community, or it will always be a hood. You know, so the cultural part of it has to come, whether it's art, whether it's sports, whether it has to be something there that people can grab a hold to. And I believe art is like the universal message for bringing people together.
Right now, art is bringing people together at Marie Widman Memorial Park on the last weekend of each month. The park will be one of the first places in the district to see upgrades. For the California Report, I'm Jacob Ayer in San Diego.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, September 28th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm your host, Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from Stanford Healthcare, where their greatest reward is a healthy patient. Paint Care. Now with 834 drop-off sites in California where households and businesses can recycle their leftover paint. More at paintcare.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy includes Schmidt Ocean Institute, coming this fall, the launch of research vessel Falkor 2, advancing the frontiers of ocean science and exploration, on the web at schmidtocean.org.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.